All right, folks, welcome back to the Daily DOGE Report.
Season 2.
That's right, Grace. Season 2, episode 20.
Wow.
Can you believe it, Grace? 20 episodes already.
It's gone so fast.
I'm Caleb, your host, one half of the dynamic duo here to cut through the woke nonsense.
That's right.
With a chainsaw of common sense and facts.
I'm Grace, and I'm ready to do just that.
We got a great one for you today, folks.
We do?
And of course, we're talking to you.
Of course.
The freedom-loving patriots. The Trump fans, the Elon Musk enjoyers.
The DOGE believers.
That's right, the DOGE believers.
And to our friends on the left,
yeah,
we appreciate you tuning in too.
Bless your hearts.
Bless your hearts.
But we might be dropping some truth bombs today that you're not going to like.
That's right.
So buckle up.
Sending a massive digital high five to all our listeners out there, Trump train riders, the Elon evangelists, and of course, all you fine folks holding on to your precious DOGE. You guys get it. You know what's up. And to our other listeners, well, you know who you are. The liberals clinging to those participation trophies, the Congress Democrats still trying to figure out what day it is, and the so-called elites sipping their soy lattes in their ivory towers. Well, you might want to grab a stress ball, because we're about to drop some red pills you won't find at your organic co-op. So today, we're going to deep dive into something pretty monumental.
That's right, we are.
The incredible impact of DOGE.
The Department of Government Efficiency.
That's right, in a very short period of time.
That's right, Grace. We're talking March 22nd to 23rd, 2025.
Wow, 22 hours.
22 hours, Grace. They got so much done.
It's amazing.
We're talking hundreds of millions of dollars in savings.
Streamlined programs.
Sacred cows sent packing.
All based on the information we found.
That's right. Facts, folks. Facts.
And if you like what you hear, be sure to subscribe to the DOGE Pound.
That's right. The DOGE Pound, only 99 cents a month.
Less than a dollar.
Less than a cup of coffee.
That's right.
So without further ado, let's dive in.
All right. So, you know, welcome back, everybody. To the only deep dive that actually, like, matters. The one that cuts through all the swamps, all the garbage out there.
Yeah, that's right.
You know, you got your favorite truth teller right here, ready to unpack the real deal, you know?
That's right. And I'm here to help you see past all that, like, smoke and mirrors and all that.
He got it.
Let's get down to it. Like, what's actually going on, you know?
Yeah, so today we're, like, strapping on our waders and, you know.
Yeah, okay.
Plunging headfirst into this fascinating world of the Department of Government Efficiency.
Right.
Or as we like to call it, DOGE.
DOGE, yeah.
We've got like a whole stack of intel here that dropped right around March 22nd and 23rd of 2025.
Okay.
And let me tell you, it is more action-packed than a squirrel trying to like bury a whole year's worth of nuts.
I can imagine.
So our mission today is to just like dissect exactly what DOGE has been up to and more importantly, you know, what it means for your hard-earned tax dollars.
Absolutely. We're going to be going through all these confirmed reports, looking at the numbers and just really understanding like how DOGE is making waves out there.
You got it. So let's unpack this.
Right.
What is the story with DOGE? Anyway.
Yeah.
Well, according to all of our sources, this powerhouse was just like unleashed by executive order 4.158.
Wow.
And it had a very clear mandate, which was drag federal tech kicking and screaming into like the 21st century, you know, inject some much needed efficiency into the bureaucracy.
Yeah.
And my favorite part, start hacking away at this mountain of wasteful spending that's been piling up for decades.
Oh, I know.
And who's leading this charge?
Yeah.
The one and only Elon Musk.
Come on, you can't beat that.
I got to admit, that's a headline grabber.
It is. It certainly signals a bold approach, doesn't it?
Oh, yeah.
I mean, the establishment of DOGE under his leadership, you know, it suggests that there's like a serious intent to shake things up, make some real changes.
And it looks like they haven't just been twiddling their thumbs.
All right.
Our intel is highlighting some serious spending cuts that were confirmed right around March 22nd and 23rd timeframe.
Okay.
And we're talking like numbers that'll make your eyes water.
Wow.
So let's dive into the specifics,
right,
department by department.
Okay, sounds good.
First up, the behemoth, Department of Defense.
Okay, so what's really eye-opening here is like the sheer scale of these cuts at the DOD.
Yeah.
The reports confirm that over $580 million in what they're calling wasteful contracts and grants were terminated.
Yeah.
That's serious money, folks.
Oh, yeah, you got that right.
Yeah.
And one example that just screams government inefficiency is the DCHRMS HRIT program.
What is that?
Oh, it's apparently this technological marvel.
Oh, whoa.
That was a whopping 780% over budget.
No way.
Oh, yeah, we're talking a $280 million screw up.
Oh, my God.
And it was 5 years behind schedule.
Seriously.
Oh, yeah. You can practically hear like the taxpayer money going up in smoke.
Fear.
And this isn't just some like whispered rumor in the halls of Congress. This was officially confirmed by the no-nonsense at Doge and the brainy at DogeGov X accounts.
Wow. Okay.
So, you know, it's legit.
Well, I mean, the DCHRMS program is just a perfect example of the kind of, you know, long-term, deeply flawed project that DOGE is targeting.
It seems like.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And it wasn't just like a little over budget.
Yeah.
It was a massive hemorrhage of funds.
I know.
That failed to deliver on its objectives.
Yeah.
I mean, terminating this project sends a very clear message.
Absolutely. Now, let's talk about, like, the folks that shoot for the stars.
Okay.
Literally NASA.
Oh, nice.
Turns out even they weren't immune to the efficiency police.
Uh-oh.
Around $420 million in what they're calling unneeded contracts.
Wow.
We're given the boot.
Just like that.
Oh, yeah. And here's a head scratcher for you.
Okay.
$45 million was being spent on redundant change management support services.
Completely redundant.
Yeah. It's like having two steering wheels in a car.
Yeah.
Completely unnecessary and costing a fortune.
Oh, yeah. It's crazy.
And the identification and termination of these redundant services really speaks to a process of like critical review.
Yeah.
Somebody somewhere took a hard look at what was being done.
Yeah.
And said, we are paying twice for the same thing.
Come on, seriously.
Yeah, and you would think that the $45 million saved there could probably be better allocated to actual space exploration.
You would think so, right.
And get this, they also managed to cut a staggering 80% of unused purchasing cards.
80%, wow.
80%. What in the world were those things even being used for?
I have no idea.
My guess, probably not buying rockets.
Yeah. Probably not.
And this was also confirmed by the official at Doge account.
Okay.
And even got the thumbs up from the influencer at Kilodoge. So the word is definitely out there.
Yeah. I mean, the significant reduction in unused purchasing cards, I think, suggests a lack of oversight.
Yeah.
In their issuance and usage.
Yeah. Yeah, for sure.
Eliminating 80% of them points to potentially widespread misuse.
Yeah.
Or at the very least, you know, significant number of cards that just weren't needed.
Right.
It's a small detail, yeah. But it reflects a much broader tightening of financial controls.
Yeah, for sure.
Yeah.
All right, let's move on to something that always gets, like, the chattering class all riled up.
Oh, with that.
The Affordable Care Act.
Oh, the ACA.
Or ACA Navigator Program. Now, hold on to your hats.
Okay.
Because it looks like DOGE's focus on efficiency actually led to some pretty significant savings here.
Really?
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
The Centers for Medicare and Medicaid Services, or CMS,
they
managed to shave off a cool $360 million just by streamlining the program.
So what's really telling about the ACA Navigator Program savings is the dramatic drop in enrollment costs.
Oh, yeah.
Down from $1,061 per person.
Wow.
I mean, that's a huge decrease.
Yeah.
And a clear indicator of increased efficiency. It suggests that DOGE's efficiency drive had a direct and measurable impact on the cost effectiveness of this program.
Yeah.
And this was confirmed by the trustee at DOGEIGOV.
You got it. That's a massive haircut to the cost per person.
I know.
Makes you wonder if they were flying people around in private jets to sign up for Obamacare before.
That should be.
Now, this next bit is where things get a little less granular, shall we say.
Okay.
Our sources confirm some cuts, but the specifics are a bit hazy.
Right.
We're talking about DEI.
DEI, okay.
That's Diversity, Equity, and Inclusion Grants and Foreign Aid.
Oh, okay.
Apparently these were slashed.
Wow.
And reduced.
Okay.
According to our reliable friends over at DOGEGOV.
So this is where the specifics become less clear in the information that we have.
Right.
While the confirmation of like the reduction in DEI grant and foreign aid is noted, the actual financial figures aren't provided.
Right. So we don't have the exact dollar amounts. But the fact that these areas were specifically targeted definitely hints at DOGE's like broader ideological and fiscal priorities.
It seems like it.
As our Noakes so diplomatically put it.
Right.
It's not just about finding loose change in the couch cushions.
Yeah.
There seems to be a particular philosophy driving these decisions.
That's a key observation.
Yeah.
While, like, the cuts in defense, NASA and the ACA program seem primarily focused on just eliminating waste and improving efficiency metrics.
Yeah.
The targeting of DEI grants and foreign aid suggests a broader set of principles that are guiding the spending decisions.
Yeah.
But without the specific numbers,
Right.
it is harder to analyze the precise impact.
For sure. So how was DOGE getting all this glorious news of efficiency out to the masses?
Yeah, how?
Well, it looks like Twitter, you know, that little bird app.
Oh, right.
Was their megaphone of choice during this period.
Okay.
Specifically the @Doge and @DogeIGov accounts.
So it's clear that X served as the primary channel for DOGE to send out these updates.
Yeah.
During that late March timeframe.
Right.
I mean, the platform's real-time nature allows for rapid communication.
Oh, for sure.
You know, as soon as the information's available.
It's like they were live tweeting the draining of the swamp.
Yeah, pretty much.
And it's kind of interesting that our notes point out that Doge.gov, the official government website, seemed to be a little behind the curve.
Oh, really?
Compared to, like, the rapid fire updates we were seeing on X.
Yeah, that's interesting.
Yeah.
This does suggest a very deliberate strategy of prioritizing the speed and reach of social media
right.
for these announcements,
yeah.
at least during this specific period.
Right.
And it raises some interesting questions about, you know, how government agencies are choosing to communicate with the public in the digital age.
Yeah, for sure. And what about the big man himself, Elon Musk?
Okay.
He is no stranger to a tweet or two.
Not at all.
Was he personally chiming in on all this DOGE action?
Good question.
Yeah.
Interestingly, the information that we have doesn't show direct updates from Elon Musk's personal X account,
huh.
specifically regarding these DOGE activities during that specific 22-hour window.
Yeah.
It seems like the official and affiliated accounts were the main source of information.
Huh. You almost expect him to be, like, leading the charge on his own account.
Yeah, you'd think so.
And it also seems like the usual suspects, you know, the traditional media outlets.
Oh, right.
And our esteemed members of Congress.
The tourists.
Weren't exactly flooding the airwaves with updates on all this efficiency goodness during this particular time either.
Yeah, that's right. The limited reporting from traditional media and Congress during this window.
Right.
Further highlights the role of DOGE's own X communications.
Yeah.
In shaping the public's perception of these spending cuts.
Okay, now let's pivot a little bit and talk about some of the, shall we say, prime examples of the kind of wasteful spending that DOGE is presumably trying to tackle. Our notes mention a mind-boggling report from @TrackingDOGE about a staggering $312 million in COVID loans
what?
That somehow ended up in the hands of kids who were 11 years old or younger.
No.
You read that right?
Oh, my goodness.
And another $333 million went to people listed as being somewhere between 115 and 157 years old.
That's impossible.
I mean, folks, you can't make this stuff up.
No kidding.
It's like the government was handing out money to cartoon characters.
These figures, if they're accurate,
right.
certainly illustrate like potential weaknesses in the oversight and distribution of government funds.
Yeah.
Underscoring the need for the kind of scrutiny
totally.
That DOGE is intended to provide.
And the rabbit hole goes deeper, my friend.
Oh, boy.
We also have a report from America First Legal about a supposed massive government-backed censorship operation
wow.
involving USAID and other shadowy groups.
Where?
And then there was Insurrection Barbie, never a dull moment there, posting something connecting Biden-appointed judges
you never
to
know.
NGOs that are funded by USAID.
Oh, my gosh.
It feels like we're wading into some pretty murky political waters here.
It's important to recognize that these are specific allegations
yeah.
that are being made by these entities.
Right.
Their inclusion in the broader context seems to reflect some of the wider criticisms and narratives
sure.
that were surrounding government activities
yeah.
and potential overreach at the time.
We're just relaying what's out there.
Yeah.
And speaking of Elon, he also hopped on X to question why the federal judiciary seems so laser focused on deporting illegal immigrants now.
Okay.
But apparently wasn't quite so concerned about them coming into the country in the first place.
Oh, wow.
He didn't mince words, calling it extremely partisan politics masquerading as jurisprudence.
Wow.
Tell us how you really feel, Elon.
Again, this reflects a specific viewpoint that's yeah. being shared on social media
yeah.
regarding like the perceived motivations and actions of the federal judiciary.
Okay. And finally, we've got Kane Cothgrate reporting on companies like Simon Property Group packing their bags and leaving Delaware.
Oh, really?
Citing meritless litigation and drawing connections between Judge McCormick and President Biden.
Oh, wow.
Even throwing around the term Democrat lawfare.
Seriously?
Oh, yeah. And let's not forget that Andrew Clavon YouTube video about Trump supposedly giving a bunch of Department of Education staff the boot.
Oh, wow.
Which predictably sent the teachers' unions into a frenzy.
Of course.
Oh, and apparently a pro-Hamas student got arrested in all the chaos.
Really?
It is a regular circus, folks.
These final points illustrate like a range of criticisms and narratives that were circulating at the time, touching on legal issues, judicial appointments, and like the broader political and cultural landscape.
Yeah, for sure. So bringing it all home, what are the big takeaways from our deep dive into the Department of Government Efficiency's whirlwind of activity around late March 2025?
Well, the key highlights are those significant confirmed cost-cutting measures, particularly that over $500 million in defense contract terminations.
Yeah.
And the substantial savings achieved in that ACA Navigator program.
Right.
We also saw those confirmed reductions in DEI grants and foreign aid, even if the specific financial figures weren't detailed in our sources.
And it's crystal clear that X was DOGE's social media weapon of choice for getting the word out to the people during this period.
Yeah, the heavy reliance on X underscores this evolving landscape of government communication, prioritizing that speed and direct engagement.
So for you sharp listeners out there, here's something to chew on.
Right.
With DOGE setting its sights on these areas, defense spending, healthcare programs, DEI initiatives, and foreign aid, what other bloated government program
it's a good question.
Do you think might be next on the chopping block?
Yeah.
And what kind of long-term impact could this focused efficiency drive have on the way Uncle Sam spends your hard-earned cash?
That is a crucial question to ponder. And furthermore, considering this reliance on a platform like X for sending out these important government updates raises the question of how this new era of direct communication truly affects transparency and accountability.
Yeah.
Does it offer more direct access to the information?
Yeah.
Or does it bypass traditional checks and balances?
It definitely gives you something to think about.
For sure. And then we have Kaneko the Great.
Yes.
Reporting that Simon Property Group and other companies are leaving Delaware
because of meritless litigation.
And a judge named Kathleen McCormick, who's connected to Biden.
We're calling it Democrat lawfare. So what does it all mean?
Well, in just 22 hours, DOGE cut a lot of government spending.
They targeted defense, NASA, healthcare.
They went after DEI and foreign aid.
And they use social media to bypass the mainstream media.
That's right.
It's a new way of doing things.
It is. So what does this all mean for the average taxpayer?
What could those hundreds of millions of dollars have been used for?
Is this the beginning of a more efficient government?
Or are there downsides we haven't even thought of yet?
It's something to think about.
It is.
Now, if you enjoyed this deep dive
and you want to support a service-disabled veteran business,
subscribe to the DOGE Pound.
Just 99 cents a month.
Less than a dollar.
That's right.
Thanks for tuning in.
And remember, stay vigilant, stay informed.
And let's go, Brandon.
Thanks for diving deep with us, and we'll catch you next time with another fascinating peek behind the curtain.